Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis. Now, ECB chief Christine Lagarde, she claims her son lost money in crypto, flooding crypto ultimately. So Max Keiser responded, Snakeface is pimping her son with the obvious bogus claim and a new low for this slime ball. Preach. Also in today's show, investing legend Charlie Munger is wrong about Bitcoin, according to Pantera Capital's Dan Moorhead. I'll be explaining why, as well as Vivek says the U.S. government feels threatened by Bitcoin and promises to bring up Bitcoin at the Republican debate. We'll also be discussing the Stock the Flow creator Plan B's prophetic call. He says enjoy sub $40,000 Bitcoin while it still lasts. I'll be breaking down the latest Stock the Flow model targets, which predict Bitcoin hitting between $100,000 and $1 million post 2024. Also in today's show, Bitcoin surging by up to 960%, taking the Bitcoin price action to $400,000 per coin. It's very reasonable, says crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. I'll be sharing his outlook. Also breaking news with BlackRock allocating their optimal portfolio allocation into Bitcoin of 84.9%, according to their very own research released last year in 2022. That will send the Bitcoin price to $47 million. Per coin. And Samson Mao says the math checks out. Bitcoin is going to 47 million. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is November 26, 2023. I'm your host, JV, and we got a lot to cover. So let's kick it off with our market watch. As we do each and every day, you should be able to see Coin360 on your screen. We got Bitcoin correcting and in the red, along with Ether and all the major cryptos. In fact, let's zoom out and check out for the month. We can see Bitcoin in the green, up roughly 10% on the month. We got Ethereum trading above 2,000, up 14% on the month. Solana, one of the top gainers as far as the top cryptos, up 74% of the month. Cardano up 34%, BNB up 4%, and XRP up 11.5%. And checking out the coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at 1.42 trillion as far as the market cap, with 37 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 51.4% and the Ether dominance at 17.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, we got Terra Classic leading the pack, up 30%. And we also have Terra up 18% and Cosmos up 7.5%, trading at $9.86. Now, which altcoins, if any, are you currently bullish on for this bull run? Let me know in the comments, fam, and checking out Crypto Bubbles so we can see a visual perspective of how the altcoin market is currently doing. The majority of the alts are correcting and in the red, and zooming out on the weekly, we got the majority in the green, and zooming out on the monthly, virtually everything in the green, minus a handful, including EHEX and HEX. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 73 in greed. Yesterday, a 73, last week, a 66, and last month, a 70 in greed. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Let me know how many of you are currently bullish for the King Crypto. We're still in Moonvember. We only have a few more days left, 4 to be exact, before we hit December. Where do you feel the price action will likely be before the end of the month? Let me know. Do you feel we're likely to climb higher or dip a little lower? Anyways, fam, yes, let's kick it off with our Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out some of the charts where the Bitcoin price action is likely to go next. You should be able to see this right here on your screen. Bitcoin rose above 38,000 on November 24th, but the bulls could not build upon this strength. This suggests hesitation to buy at the higher levels. Bitcoin is now on track to form a doji candlestick pattern on the weekly chart for the second consecutive week. This signals indecision amongst the bulls and the bears about the next directional move. So with Bitcoin maintaining near its 18-month high, which is roughly 38,500, which we conquered just the other day, BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes retained his bullish stance. He shares that the US dollar liquidity was increasing, which is likely to push the Bitcoin price action higher. Now, another bullish projection came from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, who said on X, the Bitcoin may not stay at the current levels for long, expecting Bitcoin to maintain an average price of at least $100,000 per coin between 2024 and 2028. Send it. Let's go.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Analysts have turned increasingly bullish past few days, but traders should exercise caution because every uptrend is bound to have corrections. That's a given, right? Could Bitcoin soar above 38,000 or start the corrective phase? Let's look at the charts. Here we go. Bitcoin's price analysis. Bitcoin's march higher has hit a wall near 37,980, just under the 38,000 resistance, but the bulls are not hurrying to close their positions. This shows traders expect the uptrend to progress further. Let me know if you're one of those guys expecting the Bitcoin price to rise on up and smash that 38,000 target once again, maybe flip the resistance into the support. Now, the immediate support on the downside is the 20-day exponential moving average, which sits at 36,546. If the price snaps back from this support, it will signal that every minor dip is being purchased. That will increase the possibility of a break above 37,980. If that happens, Bitcoin can rally to 40,000. This level may pose a strong hurdle to the bulls. But if the buyers flip the 38,000 level into support on the downside, that rally can stretch to 48,000. Let me know what scenario you feel is most likely. Now, conversely, if the price plummets below the 20-day exponential moving average, it'll indicate that traders are booking profits. The pair may then dump to 34,800. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin, 4-hour candle chart against USDT. The bulls are trying to maintain the price above the moving averages, but are finding it difficult to overcome the obstacle of 37,980. So around that 38,000 mark has been giving us some trouble. The relative strength index, known as the RSI, is just above that midpoint, indicating the bullish momentum is weakening. So if the price slips below the 50 simple moving average, then Bitcoin may plunge to the uptrend line. The bulls are expected to defend this level with vigor, and on the upside, a break the close above 38.5 would indicate that the bulls are in the driver's seat. That's right. Let me know if you are currently bullish on the King Crypto. Do you think we're likely to go up or correct and head back down? Let me know your thoughts. And checking out TradingView so we can see some of the key indicators as far as buy and sell signals. Looking at the overall summary, and I believe this is on the daily. Yep, this is on the daily. We can see 2 sell signals, but 14 buy signals and 10 neutral signals. So overall, there's more buy signals in the markets. And checking out the oscillators, there's only 1 sell. There's 1 buy and 9 neutral. And to the right, you can check out the moving averages. There's 1 sell signal, 1 neutral, and 13 buy signals. So there you have it, my crypto fam. And in other news, ECB Chief Christine Lagarde admits her son lost money in crypto despite her warning her son that crypto investing is so dangerous. So I love Max's response to this. Snakeface, pimping her son with the obvious bogus claim is the new low for this slime ball. Preach, because we all know it's nothing more than FUD, because that's what FUDsters do at the end of the day. Smash them likes, fam. Thank you, Zero. I appreciate that. That's right. Janet Yellen, Binance. She can't even pronounce it, for Christ's sake. But anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss everyone's favorite old man, Charlie Munger, and his FUD and what he is discussing right now, and Dan Moorhead's response to his FUD. When it comes to Bitcoin, Berkshire Hathaway's Charlie Munger has got it wrong. According to Dan Moorhead of Pantera Capital, in a letter to investors, Moorhead responds to Munger's comments about Bitcoin in a recent interview with the Wall Street Journal. Munger said that the creation of Bitcoin, which he calls an artificial currency, is an unnecessary threat to the otherwise tried and true systems of money, AKA the US dollar, in which he's protecting because he's a US dollar billionaire. All the US dollar billionaires are anti-Bitcoin, just saying. Here's what Munger said. The only way to get from hunter-gathering to civilization that we know of that's ever worked is to have a strong currency. It can be seashells, it can be corn kernels, Bitcoin. It can be a lot of things. It can be gold coins. It can be promises and banking systems like we have with the United States and England and so on. When you start creating an artificial currency, you're throwing your stink ball into a recipe that's been around for a long time. So he's calling Bitcoin a stink ball. That's the best FUD he got. That's worked very well for a lot of people. Moorhead now, who oversees $4.2 billion in assets at Pantera Capital, says that corn kernels, or Munger's example of a strong currency, have inflated at exponential rates, making the preservation of wealth impossible over the long term. Quoting him here, corn kernels, what? Monsanto's Roundup created staggering corn kernel inflation. In 1961, the world production of corn kernels was 205 million metric tons. Now it's 1,210 million. So Bitcoin will be 21 million forever. We all know there's a finite, limited supply. So here's the value of one corn kernel priced in anything of fixed quantity. It crashed 83%. Would he really rather save his wealth in an inherently debasing currency like corn kernels, or in one that has appreciated 117% per year on average for 14 years? You do the math. Obviously, it's a no-brainer. Now, Moorhead says the inflationary nature of past money systems has only benefited a small number of people at the top of the wealth pyramid, like Munger. Quoting him here, there are billions of people for whom sovereign-issued money isn't working out too well. We believe the vast majority of people on Earth would have much better lives with Bitcoin. Preach. Yes, maybe the inflation generated in the US dollar has been good for a small number of rich asset-owning guys like Munger, but not for the vast majority of the people, both now and in the past centuries. The vast majority of the world's 8 billion people have a currency that didn't work out well. That's right, because fiat currency is a Ponzi scheme. Actually, most of the world's citizens are victims of sovereign-issued, life-changing currency disasters. Preach. Just like we're witnessing in real time right now in Argentina, they have like 140% inflation, which is wild. So thank God they got Javier Milei, and hopefully they adopt Bitcoin as the legal tender. Did you know the population of Argentina is close to 50 million? Can you say mass adoption? Let's go. But anyways, back to Moorhead. Even one of the least bad sovereign monies is a clear example of how sovereigns debase their paper money. That's right. Fact, fam. Which fiat currency, if any, do you trust? I don't trust none of them, because the US dollar is the king of all the Ponzi scheme currencies, and I'm trying to unplug from the matrix. That's why I went all in on Bitcoin back in 2017. How many of you can relate? Please do let me know, fam. Word. Smash the like. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it. I agree. Fiat always goes to zero. That's right, because Bitcoin is the apex predator. All fiat currencies will eventually go to zero against it. That, my friend, is my promise to you. Now let's break down our next story of the day. We have another pro-presidential candidate running next year in 2024, which is Vivek, and he is talking about his bullishness on Bitcoin and why he believes in it. And here's the latest of what he has to share, and he says he's going to be bringing it up at the Republican debate. Here we go. U.S. presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy, if I'm pronouncing that right, says the government is refusing to fully embrace Bitcoin because it sees the top digital asset as a threat to its existence. Preach. And shout out to Honda Trump. I appreciate the super chat. He says, thanks for the shout out. Let's go, Brandon. Word up. Now, in the interview on the What Bitcoin Did podcast, Ramson's Way said Senator Elizabeth Warren's stance on Bitcoin is due to a different worldview. Warren, a vocal crypto critic, is pushing for the Digital Asset Anti-Money Laundering Act, a bill that blockchain lobbyists say would introduce a de facto ban on digital assets in the United States. And according to the presidential aspirant, the worldview shared by Warren and the U.S. government is vastly different from what regular people believe, quoting him here. Those of us who are having this conversation believe that as individuals, create a government that's accountable to us. The alternative worldview to understand it is that the state predates the individual. Your rights come from the government. They are not independent of that. So this proposes a threat to the existence of that state. Then it's perfectly within the rights of the state to come after and prevent that from existing. Amen. Bitcoin was designed to decapitate the heads from the central banking cartels. Just saying. Now, Vivek says the people who are seeking support for digital assets are mistaken in thinking that educating politicians will change their view on crypto. That's right, because it's not that they are ignorant. They're protecting the legacy system. Quoting him here, the problem isn't that they don't know what Bitcoin represents, it's that they do. And that's actually what creates the anaphylactic response. Now, the presidential candidate also says he'll bring up the issue of Bitcoin in the debates. So Bitcoin will be a major debate factor in 2024. Quoting him here, I've already told the moderators in the Republican Party, this should be a topic we need to be talking about. If they don't bring up Bitcoin, guess what? I will. So there you have it, coming directly from Vivek. And to watch the interview he did on the What Bitcoin Did podcast, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, please do let me know, who are you going to be voting for if you live in the United States for the president next year? Will it be Trump? Will it be Biden? Will it be Vivek? Will it be RFK Jr.? Please do let me know. But here's my thoughts, and I'll share and I'll read yours out loud. Personally, I think we need a pro-presidential Bitcoin. Pro-Bitcoin, that is. Just like Javier Milei, he says he's going to be shutting down the central bank in Argentina. However, just keeping it real, I feel if we genuinely got a pro-Bitcoin president, he'd be assassinated as fast as JFK Jr., you know what I mean, who was trying to abolish the Fed. Just saying, Bitcoin is a direct threat to the powers that be and their monopolies, right? But here's the deal. Vivek, pro-Bitcoin, running as Republican. We now have RFK Jr., who basically dropped out of the Democratic race and now is running independent. He is pro-Bitcoin, anti-CBDC as well. Trump, unfortunately for you guys, I know you guys love Trump, but he is anti-Bitcoin, anti-crypto, and pro-CBDC because he looks at Bitcoin undermining the value of the US dollar, and his handlers put him in power to protect the US dollar. And that's just the way it is. But let me know your thoughts, fam. RFK Jr. would be an interesting candidate. Exactly. I agree. Better to do the short squeeze. But here's the deal. Regardless of who is the president, Bitcoin is on its own trajectory. It's on its own vector, and nobody can stop it, right? Bitcoin is going to do its thing regardless. So that's the beautiful thing. That's the silver lining, because I don't have a lot of faith in humanity, but I have a lot of faith in Bitcoin saving humanity. I truly believe that Bitcoin is God hacking humanity. So I thank God every day for Bitcoin. I thank Satoshi, and I appreciate each and every one of you for supporting the channel. And with that being shared, let's now dive into the latest stock to flow targets from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Here we go. Currently, with Bitcoin's valuation lingering just shy of 38 G's, there is a strong sense of bullishness and high optimism about Bitcoin's future pricing. Earlier in the week, we had Marcus, head of research of Matrixport, opine the Bitcoin's rise above 40,000 seems inevitable, particularly following the Binance agreement with the United States Department of Justice. He also shared his team estimates a 80% probability of Bitcoin surpassing the $40,000 mark by December. And guess what? December's like 5 days out. Also got to throw in there, Matrixport is now predicting a 100% chance that the ETF be approved by January 10th, whereas the ETF analysts at Bloomberg give it a 90% chance. So we know it's inevitable. Now, echoing these sentiments, we have Plan B, the architect of the stock to flow model, also foreseeing a surge to the 40,000 threshold on November 24th. He remarked, enjoy these sub $40,000 Bitcoin price actions. while it lasts. And in response to queries about potential price drops, Plan B stated is his aversion to the picking up pennies in front of a steamroller game, emphasizing his anticipation of a significant rise in Bitcoin's value. Quoting him here, I expect a $100,000 to $1 million Bitcoin average in the 2024 to 2028 halving cycle, so at least 3x from here. Send it and let's go. Now, supporting Plan B's outlook, we had Dan Held concurring that the Bitcoin price below 40,000 wouldn't persist for long. And another enthusiast expressed that prices under 40,000 are a gift. Amen. And furthering his analysis, Plan B shared that the realized price chart for Bitcoin, the graph reflecting historical price trends, indicates a reoccurring pattern of resurgence every time it aligns with the 5-month realized price threshold. And according to the chart, the price line presently skims just above the 5-month realized price. Historically, such an alignment has been a precursor to significant price increases. And while Plan B's insights follow Willy Wu's recent projection, there he showcased a cost basis density map for Bitcoin, suggesting if the current trend persists, we'll probably never ever see Bitcoin going below $30,000. Ever again. So there you go. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Willy Wu that we'll never see sub $30,000 Bitcoin price action ever again. And Casey Way, I appreciate you subscribing to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. Much love and much respect. Anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day. We still got a lot to cover. Next up, let's discuss this $400,000 target, according to crypto analyst Mikhail Vande Pop. Then I'll be sharing with you our breaking story of the day, Bitcoin hitting $47 million per coin following the allocation of BlackRock, and the latest with Larry Fink and what's going on, predictions and backing up the math by Samson Mao, all that plus so much more. But let's start right here. Here we go. Here's the headline. Bitcoin surging by up to 960%. This bull cycle, very reasonable, says Mikhail Vande Pop. So here's the outlook, and thanks again for the super Honda, you the man. Appreciate that you read your people's comments. Well, I appreciate you supporting the show, and thanks again for the supers. Crypto trader Mikhail is predicting a massive Bitcoin surge in the current bull market cycle in a new strategy session. He tells his subs that based on the previous bull market cycles and the laws of diminishing returns, Bitcoin can explode 961% from its current value to as high as $400,000 per coin. Quoting the analyst here, I still believe that this bull cycle is going to be bigger than the previous bull cycle in the sense that we had diminishing returns. So Bitcoin did a 14x or 17x or anything in between because it came from 3,000 and went to 69,000. It did even more. Great point. That was after the COVID crash of 2020. We hit between 3,000 to 4,000 and we shot up within a year to 69,000, the current all-time high. And continuing, I think that diminishing returns doesn't mean that if in this cycle from 2015 to 2017, we did an 80x, and in the second cycle here, we do a 20x, that we need to do a 5x after that, because this 2019-2021 cycle was pushed downwards by Sam Bankman-Fried. Preach, with FTX pushing down the price of Bitcoin during this period. And there were articles proving that point. That's right. Anytime Bitcoin went above 20,000, FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried were dumping vast quantities of Bitcoin to suppress the price action. That's a great point. And he continues, diminishing returns might also mean that from here in early 2023, at 16,000, you do an 18X, you do a 20X, which means that if we can go and we calculate the numbers, so we calculate the numbers from 2019 to 2021, and we say, hey, the bear market has been done. We do a 21X. And from 2023's market cycle low, we're going to do a 20X. Send it. And it is very reasonable to state the Bitcoin might be going to 300,000 to 400,000 per coin in this bull cycle. And I think that there are many new participants joining the markets, going to push the prices through which it is very likely we're going to have a 2016-2017 type of cycle. And in this period, the altcoins will still do well. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. Again, a 960% surge for this bull cycle would take the Bitcoin price as high as $400,000 per coin. If that gets you pretty excited, please do let me know. And with that being shared, now let's break down our breaking story of the day with the Bitcoin price action hitting $47 million per coin. Let's freaking go. Shout out, Joe. Thanks for subscribing to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. So here we have it. I shared this tweet a little earlier with BlackRock allocating their optimal portfolio allocation into Bitcoin of 84.9%, which is according to their very own study released in 2022. That would send the Bitcoin price to $47 million per coin. That's what's up. Quoting Samson Mao right here, in 2022, BlackRock released a study indicating the optimal portfolio allocation of Bitcoin was 84.9%. The remaining 15.1% can go into equities and bonds. Let's actually read this. Again, this is a study coming directly from the world's largest asset manager, in which many believe is the U.S. government. Check it out. 2.3 effect of skewness in practice. We perform the following asset allocation exercises. Suppose we start with a 60-40 equity bond portfolio, assuming that equity and bond returns are log normal, fitted to the moments reported in data exhibit one. We compute the power utility risk aversion coefficient to yield that 60-40 allocation. In this case, a risk aversion of Y equals 1.5 corresponds to 60-40. Then we hold the risk aversion fixed and estimate the optimal weight of Bitcoin. And assuming the equity and bond weights are held in the same pro ratio 60-40 allocation, that is the equity of the bond weights are set to be, whatever this math, respectively, we use a mixture of normals distribution for Bitcoin returns that captures large positive skewness. Now for what you see highlighted in the yellow. Exhibit 4 presents the results. Starting with a 60-40 equity bond portfolio, which is produced with a risk aversion of Y equals 1.5, the optimal Bitcoin allocation is a large 84.9%. That's practically an 85% allocation from the world's largest asset manager. The remainder of the portfolio, 15.1%, is split 60-40 between equities and bonds. And now for the green highlighted area. Although Bitcoin has an extremely large volatility, a 1.322, as seen in Exhibit 1, the pronounced positive skewness leads to large allocations and dominates in the utility function, see equation 9. And they go on. The certainty equivalent compensation required to not invest in Bitcoin is close to 200%. In Exhibit 4, starting at a 20-80 stock bond portfolio leads to a 12.5% Bitcoin allocation, and a risk-tolerant investor with an 80-20 stock bond portfolio desires a levered position of a Bitcoin of 106%. So let's freaking go. Zero, appreciate that super chat. You the man. John West, appreciate it as well. And I'll address your question a little later. Thank you for sharing and thank you for contributing to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. Now, someone broke down the math for Samson Mao right here. BlackRock has $9.4 trillion in assets under management, 9.4, 0.849 for the right Bitcoin position percentage. So 7.98 trillion that BlackRock will need to allocate to Bitcoin to follow their paper, 7.98118B, I guess, I don't know if that's billion or what, of a multiplier, I'm not the math whiz here, $941 trillion market cap. So Bitcoin will be about 47 million per coin. Samson Mao chimed in, the math checks out. Bitcoin is going to 47 million per coin. Send it and let's go. He also recently shared, the SEC will approve all the Bitcoin ETFs. The most interesting countries for Bitcoin adoption right now are Panama, Indonesia, and Argentina. And you already know Argentina just got a pro Bitcoin president with Javier Milei. They have a population of 50 million. Panama would be lit as well, being it's in Central America, not too far from El Salvador. And Indonesia is one of the massive populations. We're talking close to 250 million people. Can you say mass Bitcoin adoption? Let's freaking go. Another interesting tweet Samson Mao shared. It has come to my attention. There are some Bitcoiners that don't think Bitcoin can reach $1 million per coin in a matter of days or weeks after the ETF money starts to flow in. So they're in for a pleasant surprise. Preach. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that sentiment from Samson Mao and the BlackRock allocation strategy of roughly 85% into the King crypto. Now let's dive a little deeper into the halving, shooting the Bitcoin price past $1 million per coin. Here we go. Jan 3, CEO Samson Mao, recently compared the upcoming bull cycle with that of 2017, predicting Bitcoin to reach $1 million per coin. The ongoing narrative surrounding the increasing institutional interest in Bitcoin exposure has led multiple analysts analysts coming up with their forecast for the upcoming bull cycle. Amidst the optimistic wave, we have Samson Mao, who made a particularly bold statement predicting Bitcoin to hit an astonishing $1 million price action per coin. This projection shared Mao's Twitter stands out even amongst maximalist standards. Quoting him here, in 2017, it took 9 months for Bitcoin to go from 1,000 to 20,000. The block subsidy was 12.5. There was a lot more Bitcoin sloshing around on the exchanges. Mining was boiling the oceans and there was zero institutional money coming in. 1,000 to 20,000 is 20x, and 50,000 to 1 million is 20x. So is $1 million price action really that far-fetched? Oh, hell no. Now let's go deeper. Mao's prediction hinges on the belief that Bitcoin is poised to replicate the parabolic growth cycle, which fueled the historic bull run in 2017. And how many of you witnessed the bull run of 2017, meaning you were involved in Bitcoin at that time? Do let me know. He points out that during that period, Bitcoin experienced a 20x surge to go from 1,000 to 20,000 in 9 months. And importantly, that rapid appreciation occurred at a time when the exchange supply was so much higher. So concerns about Bitcoin mining's environmental impact were prevalent and institutional interest was minimal, virtually non-existent. Now, according to Mao, as you can see highlighted here in the purple, Bitcoin is expected to follow a similar trajectory. He believes the Bitcoin will undergo a 20x price fold starting at 50,000, reaching $1 million per BTC. He asserts that achieving such exponential growth is more plausible today, given the improved circumstances compared to 2017. Amen. I agree. Let me know your thoughts. Now let's discuss Hal Finney's influence and rest in peace to the late great Hal Finney. To support his audacious prediction, more references of Hal Finney, a software developer from Bitcoin's early days, in which many consider to be Satoshi. Finney, who received the first Bitcoin transaction from Satoshi, suggested in a cited message that if Bitcoin becomes the dominant global payment system of the future, one Bitcoin can reach 10 million per coin. This, he argued, would be feasible when the value of the entire Bitcoin supply is equal to the world's total wealth. Quoting the late great Hal Finney right here. And this is like going back all the way to like 2009, fam, so way ahead of his time. As an amusing thought experiment, imagine that Bitcoin is successful and becomes the dominant payment system in use throughout the world. Then the total value of the currency should be equal to the total value of all the wealth of the world. And current estimates of total worldwide household wealth that I found range from $100 trillion to $300 trillion. So at 20 million coins, that gives each coin a value of about $10 million. Send it and let's freaking go. So the possibility of generating coins today with a few cents of computational power, time may be quite a good bet with the payoff of something like 100 million to one. Do you like those odds, fam? What do you think? Even if the odds of Bitcoin succeeding to this degree are slim, are they really 100 million to one against? Something to think about. Amen, that's something to think about. Now, Bitcoin analyst BitPain conducted a thorough mathematical analysis to support Mao's forecast, computing the anticipated new supply for the upcoming cycle, projecting 136,000 BTC for the current epoch and 656,000 Bitcoin for the subsequent one. This results in a cumulative estimate of roughly 792,000 BTC. Furthermore, Payne takes into account the potential liquidation of old Bitcoin, referencing the HODL waves metric. His suggestion suggests 15 to 20% of the circulating supply of the older Bitcoin might enter the market, mirroring patterns from previous cycles. And if we assume a 20% sell-off of the old Bitcoin in the next 4 years, this could equate to around 3.8 million BTC. And despite his confidence, not everyone shares his optimism. Of course, there's going to be the critics out there and a lot of people questioning what's really possible with the King Crypto. But now you know, you got the math. You see the allocation, you saw the research report directly from BlackRock allocating in a perfect scenario, 85% of their assets under management into Bitcoin. If they were to do this, where do you think that will likely take the Bitcoin price? Do you agree with the math? 47 million per coin. And the next question goes for you guys in that live chat. There is a live poll right now. By what year will BlackRock have allocated 84.9% of their almost 10 trillion in assets under management into Bitcoin? Please do let me know. Do you think between 2024 and 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028 to 2029, or 2030 or after? And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.